The structure of this season is somewhat confusing. We're preparing for a day of judgment, or 10 days of judgment, the initial judgment on Rosh Hashanah, and the days in between to get our act together, so to speak, and then Yom Kippur, where the final stages of that judgment take place. And yet we prepare for this with a procedure or an involvement or an experience which is relatively soft on the tshuva part, and much more focused on something else. And to understand why and to focus on why might be helpful in terms of benefiting from the way things were structured. And that is the minig of saying slichus. By many of the Sfardim, it starts from Rosh Chodesh Elul. And what I'm told, it starts at 4 in the morning too. It's a much longer experience. This year we have a little bit of an extended experience. Usually it's a few days, and then we're ready for Rosh Hashanah. And what are we doing in that period of time, I think, is very significant. And to appreciate it, to understand it, to analyze it, and is to be able to better internalize it and take advantage of the purpose and the opportunity that it provides. There's something very interesting in Shmoneh Esrei. We refer to Hashem as the Mogein. He's the Melech Uizer Umoshia Umogein. And the Goin explains in the Avnei Eliyahu that Uizer Hashem is the helper. That means those who work, who do Hishtadlus, Hashem helps. Because helping is mashma. I'm doing something and I'm being helped. Moishia, the one who saves us, that's mashma. He's saving us. I'm doing nothing. You're just saving me. There's nothing I could do for myself. But you're saving me. Then there's the word mogein. Mogein, he says, it's a shield, says what it's doing. Mogein means that I'm putting myself in danger and Hashem is protecting me. I guess a shield is used, you go into battle. So I'm in the war, I'm on the battlefront, and Hashem is shielding me. He's the mogein. And then we make the chasima of the brocha and we say, Borcha to Hashem, mogein Avraham. He's the mogein Avraham, and that refers to different aspects of Avraham Avinu's life. I think Mefarshim say it refers to the Kivshan Ha'esh. He had such confidence in Hashem, he went into the Kivshan Ha'esh, he wasn't concerned. Not that he was sure he'd be saved, because that would have diminished from his pure Mesiras Nefesh. But that's it. Listen, my life is in your hands. I turn it over to you. And that's Mogein Avraham. And the word Mogein, the Mefarshim say, Avudrom, others, that it's based on the posuk Mogein Hu L'chol HaChosim Boi. Hashem is the shield for all those who put their trust, who take refuge in Him. And Avraham Avinu, when he went into the Kivshan Ha'esh, he's completely, I'm turning myself over to you, Hashem. Whatever you want, the results that you expect, the results that you deem appropriate, that's it. It's Mogein Hu L'chol HaChosim Boi. But in Shmoneh Esrei, we refer to ourselves as Melech Uizer Moshiach Mogein. We're talking to Hashem vis-a-vis our own lives. You are the Melech who helps those when I'm Mishtadl, you help me. You're the Moshiach when I'm not Mishtadl. And you're the Mogein when I do the opposite. I put myself in danger and I rely on you, and you're Mogein Hu L'chol HaChosim Boi. Then we chasimu with Mogen Avram. We talk about Avram Avinu. We talk about us in the same breath. And even if we daven a little slowly, so we take a breath or two in between, but it just seems so incongruous. And yet, it seems that that's really what that pasuk means. They quote from the Vilna Gaon that he said like this. He says, the pasuk says, Mogen hu l'chol achisim boy. Hashem is the shield, who provides a shield or shields all those who put their trust in him. So the Goyin told Rabbi Chaim Volozh, he says, Nishno Eliyahu, not only Eliyahu, that's me, that's the Vilna Goyin, was Eliyahu, the Nishno Chaim, and not only Chaim, Rabbi Chaim Volozh, who was his Talmud Muvuk, Avalechol Achoyisim Boy. That applies to everybody, to Avraham Avinu, to the Vilna Goyin, to Rabbi Chaim Volozh, and to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mogen Hu L'chol HaChoyisim Boy. All those who put their trust in him, he is the Mogen. Now, it's very interesting that the Goyin also says that the word, it says, we say in Tehillim, Toiv Lachsois B'Hashem Mibtoyach Be'odom. It's better to trust in Hashem than to trust in man. And the Goyin points out what's the difference between Lachsois B'Hashem and Mibtoyach. He says, Chisoyoin is a reliance without a promise. Bitochoin, there's a promise. Trusting bitochoin, there's a promise. Chisoyoin is even without a promise. I take refuge. He bases it on the posuk. The posuk in Hazinu, Tzur Chosoyu Boy, the rock in whom I have taken refuge. When you take refuge in a rock, the rock hasn't promised to protect you. There's no protocol. You go under the rock and you're protected from the elements. So that's the concept of chisoyin. So, Tev lachsis b'Hashem ibtoach b'Hashem, it's better to go without a promise and rely on Hashem than to rely on man even with a promise. That's what he says. But chisoyin, that concept of mogin hu l'chol hachoisim boy, that refers to those who take refuge, who put their trust without any promise. So even without a promise, even without any assurance that anything's going to happen, one who puts his trust in Hashem, Hashem shields him. Now, shields him is very important for this particular season. Because if Mogen refers to doing things against, doing negative things, putting myself in danger, what could be a bigger danger than what we do all year long? We sin. We do things we're not supposed to do. Each one on his own level, but, you know, Odom ein tzadik ba'oretz asher yaseh tov lo yechto. There's no one who is sin-free. Who doesn't sin? Everybody does something wrong. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has a peckle to deal with. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mogen Hu L'chol HaChosim Boy. To everybody, even those who go against, who do negative, who do what to hurt them, we do to hurt ourselves. And as we come to Rosh Hashanah, and as we're thinking, now I want to get something, but I've done so much to hurt. I've done so much negative. I put myself in such danger. I've made so many foolish mistakes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mogen L'chol HaChosim Boy. If I put my trust in him, then I am now capable, without a promise, and undeserving, and having done just the opposite of what should enable and entitle me to get what I want, yet I'm trusting in you, and you'll take care of everything. And that's not only Avraham Avinu, and not only Elio the Mivilna, and not only Reb Chaim Mivalozhin, but that applies to everybody. So we have this formula of Mogen Hu L'chol HaChosim Boy that can truly be a powerful inspiration and a powerful tool to achieve those things that we want so direly and so passionately to achieve for the coming year. What can we do to get there? How do we get there? How do we develop this sense of chisoyin b'Hashem, relying on Hashem, with total reliance, despite the fact that I've done so much negative and so much against it, and yet I'm still relying. Well, the cheap way out, and a little bit insulting, so forgive me, is the pasuk Rabbi Machoivim L'Rosho, V'Abitech B'Hashem Chesed Yisoyvavenu. So, you know, even if I'm a Rosho, it says, that's Chazal Darshan the pasuk. It says, great are the pains of a wicked person. One who trusts in Hashem will be surrounded by Chesed. And Chazal say, Afilu Rosho, V'Abitech B'Hashem Chesed Yisoyvavenu. Even a person's a Rosho, the worst of the worst. If he puts his trust in Hashem, he'll be Zeicha to Chesed. Okay, so now we know that no matter how depressed we may be at this time, and to think that I'm so undeserving, and even more undeserving, and even more than that, but no matter where it is, one who puts his trust in Hashem, Chesed Yisoyvavenu. But how do we get there? How do we get there? I'd like to suggest that the avoido, the goal of these days of slichus, and maybe even the positioning of the slichus before the tshuva process kicks in full swing, and even in the slichus themselves, where we do mention at the end, we say the oshamnu, we repeat the vidui three times, but that's after already the whole slichus has been recited, not before. If we're just asking for a bakosha, and that's what the Yud Gimel Midos are, we're asking Hashem for something, then I would have structured it that first we should do a shamnu, first we should do vidui, first we should do tshuva, and now I'm in a position to say, hey, you know, I've been doing good stuff, I corrected the mistakes, I oshamnu, bogadnu, gozalnu, dibarnu, tuifi, please forgive me for all this stuff, and now I want to come to you and request something. So the order seems to be different. We come with the slichus, and then we come with the tshuva. In fact, so much so, and it's interesting to note this, the Orchis Tzadikim says that before we say Slachlonu every day in Shmon Esrei, we should be thinking first to have remorse about the mistakes that we make. Because he says, what kind of a thing is that? I said, please forgive me, Hashem, but you know what, I don't regret anything I did, but I want to be forgiven anyway. There's no negotiating power in that. It rings hollow. There's nothing there. It doesn't make any sense. It has no mashmos. I have no remorse about anything I did wrong, but I want forgiveness. It's not the way to go. You know, even in the court, no? And in a secular court, that's already taken into consideration already. What it means, I don't know. But there is such a thing, but without it. And he says, therefore, we first have to focus on the regret for what we did, and then we can ask for forgiveness. And here, we seem to be talking about the slichas and the Yud Gimel Midos, and only Rosh Hashanah we start, and even Rosh Hashanah really, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and even that is only really the Yom HaTshuva, as the Loshon of the Rambam is, that it's the Chiyuv to do Vidui is on Yom Kippur, because it's Azman, Slicho, Mechila. So, like, what's going on over here? So I want to suggest the following. If we look in the slichas, before we even begin the first Kel Erech HaPayim Atav Alan Rachamim Dekreso, there's a paragraph before that we say, and that goes as follows. Ki al rachamecho horabim onu betuchim. On your abundant mercy, we are confident. We're relying. V'al tzidkoisecho onu nishonim. And tzidkoisecho, the Goyin says, the lotion of tzidoko is a lotion of giving us beyond what we deserve. Onu nishonim. We're relying on that. We're counting on that. V'lislichusecho onu mekavim. And for your forgiveness, we are hoping. V'lishuoscho onu mitzapim. And for your salvation, for your Yeshua, we are hoping, we are awaiting. Now, these are all languages of bitochen. Onu betuchim, that's trust. Onu nishonim, that's leaning, that's reliance. Slichosecha onu mekavim, that's hoping. Lishoos onu metzapim, tzipui is another form of awaiting and hoping and hoping. Metzapim lishua. So we start off with a whole discussion about how we are confident and relying and awaiting the whole sugya of trusting Hashem. Then we go on. Atahu melech oyev tztokos mikedem. That's Hashem was the oyev loving tztokos from way back. Ma'avir avine samoy, meiser chatos yireyov. He passes over our averus and he removes the chait. Kairis brishl rishonim mekayim shvua lacharonim. He made a bris with the rishonim and he maintains that shvua with the later generations. Atahu shiradito banan kvedechal har sinai. Vehereso darchei tuvchol meishavdecho. You're the one that came down from har sinai and you showed the derchei tuvchol, the way of your good to Moshe. Vorchos chasadech gliso vatato ki ato keil rachum vachanun eruch apayim vavches and marbele heitiv. This is the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Klal Yisrael, that the Yud Gimel, about the reciting of the Yud Gimel Midas. So it seems very clear that the recital, and we'll see what that means in a moment, of the Yud Gimel Midas is something that's very intimately related with trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with hoping for Hashem's help, with refusing to give up hope, with awaiting that Yeshua. So the mood of these Vani Avir Kol Tuv VeKorosi B'Shem Hashem Lufanecho, which is the Hakdoma to the Yud Gimel Midas, this is all about Bitochon. We're trusting Hashem. We're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now with a different line of, with a different approach, with a different line. We're not up to the tshuva yet. It's hard for us to get there yet. It takes time. We'll work our way there, starting Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, hopefully, we'll get there. By Nila, we get a little bit, you know, it really starts to kick in, hopefully. But right now, we're doing something else. We're looking to strengthen that trust in Hashem. And we're hoping that that Midas HaBitochon that we can develop now can help us and influence the din that's going to take place. And the truth of the matter is, the initial stages of the din, which are Rosh Hashanah, take place before the tshuva process really begins in earnest. Because, you know, it's the fact we're told that the initial din takes place in the first hours of the morning of Rosh Hashanah, till Chatzos. By that time, we haven't done much in the way of tshuva. Maybe slightly thinking in those terms, but, you know, the culmination and the real day of tshuva is Yom Kippur. In fact, some even ask, why shouldn't Yom Kippur come before Rosh Hashanah? But we don't have Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah, whatever the discussion on that is. But we do have strengthening of our bitochon and coming to Hashem from the days before Rosh Hashanah with that sense of, you know, I didn't do tshuva yet. I'm having a little problem with that. I'm going to try my best, and I certainly hope to be able to accomplish. But I'm counting on you. I'm relying on you. You're the mogin hu l'chol ha'choisim boy. You're afilu roshu b'teich b'Hashem chesed yisoy v'venu. I'm counting on you. And it's to everybody. It's the chol ha'choisim boy. And it's even those. And mogain, we learned, means even if I don't, even if I put myself in danger, which I certainly did by doing all the making all the mistakes that I made this year, but I'm turning to Hashem and relying on Him and hoping and awaiting that benefit, that I'm just counting on Him. And we find even Erev Rosh Hashanah, we find the same thing, that Megalchin u'Mistaprin, it's a day of Yontif, because we're to show ourselves that we're betuchim badin, that we trust Hashem, that He will judge us favorably. How does this process of the Yud Gimel Midos develop in us this sense of bitochen? First of all, there's a bris, there's a covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael. Chazal say that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that when Klal Yisrael will yasu lefonai seder zeh, when they'll perform the seder of the Yud Gimel Midos, they will not be turned away empty-handed. So in the Yud Gimel Midos, we have whatever they're going to accomplish, we'll see in a moment. In the Yud Gimel Midas, we have not only a source of inspiration, not only maybe a source of bitochin, which we would have without a promise, which is a level that exists, but we even have a promise. There's a promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this Yud Gimel Midas, when we will perform this Seder, we will not be turned away empty-handed. It has a power. What is that power? I think the power is really very simple. The Yud Gimel Midas are a recitation of the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're aware of these Midas, it makes it so much easier to rely on Him. It makes it so much easier to trust Him. It makes it so much easier to really feel, to believe, and to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us and is going to forgive us and is going to have rachmonis and is going to give us beyond what we deserve. Because that's who He is. Who is He? Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emes noitzer chesed lo alofim noitzer ovoin v'fesha v'chato v'nakei. Chazal say Hashem, the first Midas Hashem is the Midas harachamim koidim sheyechto. Hashem has rachamim even before we sin. He's full of rachamim. That's how He conducts His world. He was mishatef rachamim with mishpot v'yoyim asois Hashem elikim eretz v'shomayim. He deals in this world with rachamim. Hashem, the second Shem Hashem, l'midas harachamim l'achar sheyechto v'yoshuv. If a person sins, he's breached that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when he comes back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there with the same level of rachamim. Think about that. That's such a beautiful thought. That I misbehave. I act in a way that's totally inappropriate with the Borei Olam, with my Creator. And when I say, hey, I had enough, I want to come back, I want to reconnect, Shuvu Eilai or Shuvu Aleichem, I want to be V'shavto Ad Hashem Alekecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the same Midas HaRachamim, even for such a person who has so defied and violated everything that was appropriate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for him the same way. Kale. The Goyin explains that Kale is a Lashon of Gvura, and the greatest Gvura, Kavi Yochol, on the part of Hashem, is He's Kovish, His Kas, in order to be Merachim. He looks and He says, oh, guys made so many mistakes. Look what you did, this, that, the other thing. It's terrible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has justification, Kavi Yochol. When we speak about Hashem in human terms, it's a very difficult and dangerous thing, but that's what Chazal wanted us to understand. And He's Kale, He's Kovish Kas, He says, yes, you deserve my anger. You deserve my wrath. You have incurred my wrath, but no, I'm going to overpower it, so that the rachamim should be able to flow forth. This is who we're dealing with: rachum, merciful; v'chanun, gracious, meaning He gives matnas chinam. Rachamim is one thing. Sometimes there are situations which call for rachamim. Then chanino is beyond anything that we deserve. He's right there with his matnas chinon. Erech apayim, slow to anger. There's so much that would justify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger against us, but no, it's a very slow process. Marich af, so that, you know, maybe we'll correct it. Maybe gives us more time and more time and more opportunity and more opportunity. He gives us Rosh Hashanah, he gives us Seder Shebei Teshuva, he gives us Yom Kippur. He has this other thing that Tilo Shana Rabba until the shluchim are given the permission or given the pitkois that they can go out and enact the judgments. And even after that, the whole year long, Tshuva, Tfila, Utstoko, Ma'avir, Nesroi, Agzera, He's right there with us, trying to give us every opportunity to be able to get out of this mishpat, so it should not be against us. For Rav Chesed ve'emes, Rav Chesed, Chazal says, Mata klapi Chesed, even forgives the first mistake that we make, and emes, everything is 100%. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Keil Emuna ve'ein Ovel. Everybody gets what they deserve. There's no one who is going to lack anything, any schus ovois. There's no way that a person will be hurt, even indirectly, by someone else who has to be hurt if he's not supposed to be. Everything is 100% emes. Neitzer chesed lo alofim. He delivers the chesed of previous generations to 2,000 generations. Avraham Avinu is a few hundred generations. We're still getting paid for his chesed. 2,000 generations of chesed. I do a chesed today for the 2,000 generations of descendants will be paid back. All for that. If there's an image, if there's a picture of a Baal Chesed or a Baal Atova, all right, I like you, I'll pay your children too. I like your grandchildren too. Your great, I mean, you know, we don't stick around forever, but Alofim, the 2,000 generations, that's the image of who Hashem is. Noisei Ovoin Vofesha V'chator, and he tolerates Ovoin, which is Mezid, Pesha, which is rebelliousness, Chator, which is Chait, which is Shoigeg, V'nakei. And he cleanses it. And the Bali Musa explained that it's like dry cleaning, that when you put a little water on a stain, so it leaves a little bit in the background. But when you clean it properly, then there's no roshim, there's no residue, there's no, you can never tell that it was ever there. He's nakeh, he's menakeh it completely as if it never happened. This is who we're dealing with. Now, if we stand in judgment on Rosh Hashanah with the knowledge of the extent of Hashem's forgiveness and chesed and caring and granting us opportunity after opportunity and willingness to erase and to forgive and to cleanse and to... That's how can we not trust this chesed? How can we not feel that sense of confidence? And not only is this who he is, he promised when we will perform. And I said, Yasu, Seder, Zeh. Mistama, it means the saying it with understanding what it means, with developing a concept of the extent of Hashem's chesed. And I imagine included in that is internalizing some of that in ourselves, because if we don't appreciate what the Midas HaChesed and what the Midas HaRachamim are, then we won't be able to comprehend his chesed. But we have this image of Hashem, like, that's what it means. Ki al rachamecha horabim onu betuchim. We're relying on your rachamim. Al tzidkesecha onu nishonim. We're leaning and counting. L'slichosecha onu mekavim. L'shuoscha onu metzapim. Because of this, these Yud Gimel Midas can inspire us to such an extent that it's poshut. I'm confident. He's mogin hu l'chol achosim boy. And this, that's even without a promise. This is with a promise. There's a bris kruso. There's a promise that we will not be turned away. It's such a sense of uplifting and confidence in Hashem. And I think that there's something else about that. And that is that it's really the ultimate connection. Reb Meir Simcha writes in the Meshech Chochma that the source for the obligation to trust Hashem comes from the Pasuk of Uboy Sidbuk. The fact that there's a mitzvah to cling to Hashem, to connect to Hashem, to bond with Hashem. This is the ultimate bonding. I'm relying on you. I'm counting on you. Right now I stand here, I don't know what's going to be. So many things and so many mistakes and so many shortcomings and so many regrets and so many years of trying to correct it, having come right back to the same place. But I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you for me, myself, my health, my family, my parnosa, all of my problems. I'm relying on you. Ki al rachamecho horabim onu betuchim. And that has a koyach. And when the inspiration comes from the Yud Gimel Midos, it has a promise too. It's not just a feeling. It's not just without a promise, but it's even with. It's not just chisoyin, as we mentioned before. It's bitochin. I'm trusting because you promised. You promised that the internalization of the essence of who you are and your Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim and the extent of your Rachamim and the extent of your Chanina and the extent of your Arichas Apayim and the extent of your Chesed and Emes and the extent of your tolerance for all of the different levels of Avinus and removing it stainless as if it never happened. I'm counting on that. And when we count on that, it seems that that has a schus. And beyond, As the Pasuk says, Ein Hashem el Yireyov lam yachalim lachastoy. And the Chofetz Chaim points out that there's a comma there. The Hashem looks favorably in Hayetzo Yachad Liebman, as the Pasuk a few psukim before talks about. The Mishnah says that's the judgment on Rosh Hashanah. And when he judges on Rosh Hashanah, he says there's the Yirei Hashem. And there's those of us who may not even qualify to be in the category of God-fearing people, but meyachalim lachastoy. Those that we're awaiting his chesed. We've internalized the message of the Yud Gimel Midas. We're counting on this haftocha that he gave us. And therefore, we're looking and turning with confidence, with full hope, with rachamecho rabim onu betuchim, tzidkeisecho onu nishonim, slichosecho onu mekavim, shuoscho onu mitzapim. And that's a koyach that is lahatzim movas nafshom alachayosom barov, saves. The pasuk continues, the next pasuk saves one from death, saves one from starvation, and all of the brochas can emanate from that sense of trust that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to mention one other surprising concept, and that's to be found in Abarbanel in Pirkei Avos. Yeah, Abarbanel points out the difference between two Mishnayos in Perek Gimel, Akavya ben Mahalalel and Rabbi Akiva. Akavya ben Mahalalel starts and says, "Histakel b'shloisha dvorim v'yato boli de'aveira." Look at three things. Be misbuinin histakel. That's a deep, concentrated, focused look on three things. You won't come to do an aveira. Me'ayin boso mitipas rucha. We emanate from just a putrid drop. Don't be such a balgaiva. You're going to end up with the worms and the rocks and the dirt. Don't be such a baltaiva. Taivas are very limited because it's over before you know it. And you're going to have to answer in front of Hashem. Melech malchei hamlochim hakodesh baruch hu. That's Reinu Yoina describes what that means. Like this, in this world, somebody catches us doing something inappropriate, we have a whole litany of excuses. I got many rationalizations, many excuses. I could write a tshuva about it. Come upstairs. Nonsense. You won't even be able to say it. The level of embarrassment, the level of clarity, the level of truth is so acute that it would just melt away. There's no excuses, nothing. One would think, as Akavya ben Mahalalel said, that this is the most powerful formula. Many of us may have tried it to a certain extent, and I guess we're not on that level because we're still boli de avera. It hasn't worked. It's not so simple. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, there's another formula which is more appropriate and more effective in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And he says that is Chaviv Odom Shenivro B'Tzelem. Chibo Yisera Nadas Lo Shenivro B'Tzelem. Man is precious. He was created in the image of his creator. B'Tzelem Elokim. Chibo Yisera, there's even an additional measure of love that Hashem has told us that we were created B'Tzelem Elokim. If he didn't tell us, we might not know. Who knows? We might abuse it to some extent. Chaviv Yisrael Shenikru Bonim Lamokim. Klal Yisrael is so precious, we're called Bonim, children to Hashem. He calls us his children. Chibo Yisera Nadas Lo Shenikru Bonim Lamokim. He let us know. Chaviv and Yisroel shenitn lahem klei chemdo. Klal Yisroel has this klei chemdo, has this precious, this object of Hashem's desire. Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, the Mishnah brings the posuk, toirosi al ta'azoivu. This is a lekach chem, this is a klei chemdo, this is a lekach toiv. I've given you my Torah. And Rabbi Akiva says, the Arbaronel explains, that in order not to come to do things that we're not supposed to, not to come to sin, to be able to guard and protect ourselves from averus which we don't want to perform, we need to make gidurim. We need asu mishmeres mishmarti. We have to be smart. We can't just rely on the fact that I'm just going to be good, and it's going to happen automatically. It requires foresight. It requires vigilance. It requires developing, putting up fences to keep us safe, to keep us protected, to prevent us from going out of line and doing things that are inappropriate that we wouldn't want to do. And he says the only way to do that is to realize these three things. The greatness of the human being. We're created b'tzelem Elokim. What that means, to be created in the image of Hashem. I'm not this lowly descendant of monkeys, forgive me. I'm not this nothing of a person. B'tzelem Elokim, in the image of Hashem himself. The midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rachum v'chanun, the erech apayim, the rav ches, all of this, these are expected of me. I'm capable of achieving those things. Chazal even say, when the Pasuk says, Kedoshim tiyu, so the Sifri says, Yochol komoini, you might think you should be as holy as I am. Hashem says, Talmud lomani Hashem alekechem. No, not quite. Hashem has to tell us, don't think when I told you to achieve holiness that I mean as much as I am. No, you're a step below that. Don't, such a havamina, such a thought. No. Ani Hashem alekechem. That's who we are. Tzelem Elokim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us know so we should appreciate it and act and access it to the fullest. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Not only am I great, but we're children of Hashem. There's a loving relationship. When we say Avinu Malkeinu, we shouldn't slur the word Avinu. Im kebonim im kaavodim. Im kebonim rachameinu kerachem oval bonim. We have this unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. You're my children. I love you like a child. I'm your father. Im kebonim rachameinu kerachem oval bonim. If we remain worthy of that title, have rachmonis on us. Kerachem oval bonim. And the third thing is, he gave us a kli chemda. We have to appreciate the preciousness of the gift of Torah. The gift of Torah is ad kedei kach. There's nothing in creation as precious. What could be a more dramatic expression of the precious gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael than the Medrash that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes Erev Rosh Hashanah to his heavenly court and he says, gentlemen, bring out the books, the Sifrei Mesim, Sifrei Chaim. Tomorrow I'm going to judge my world. Tomorrow he comes in and says, I'm sorry. The Beis Din HaGodol in the Lishkas HaGozis, to whom I gave the Torah and the authority to decide its halachas, has not accepted the Eidus HaChodesh. And today is not Rosh Hashanah. Much to my disappointment, I'm ad-libbing, adding those words. It's not Rosh Hashanah. Put away the books. We'll have to judge the world tomorrow because they did not accept the Eidus to make today Rosh Hashanah. The Borei Olam decided that tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah and that's the day he wants to judge his world. But he gave away the Torah. He gave away the Kli Chemdo. He gave away the control of Chukai Shamayim Va'oretz. And Memele, he can't judge his world until the Beis Din in Yerushalayim accepts the Eidus HaChodesh and declares that it's Rosh Hashanah. That's the Kli Chemdo. That's what we have. And the Abarbanel says, the motivation to protect ourselves, to build gedorim and siogim and devices to protect ourselves from going off into those areas where we're forbidden, into those areas where we don't want to, and to do things that are inappropriate, and to do averus. He says, the only way that we can assure that we will develop those protective devices is with the three-pronged recognition of Tzelem Elokim, look how choshev you are. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Look what a special relationship you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at that love and klei chemda and the Torah that we're trying to protect is the most precious gift in the world. It chukei shamayim v'oretz, the laws of nature. Whether the Borei Olam can judge his world on Rosh Hashanah depends upon the Torah that he gave us and the authority that he gave Klal Yisrael. If this is what we have, this is the motivation to protect it and to guard it and to assure that we now it comes out then that although Akavya ben Mahalalel was speaking to very high level people, because he says if you will do his three things, you won't come to do an Avera. It was a very high level. But Rabbi Akiva came along and said, even to such an oilam, even to people so highly motivated, the negative, the fear cannot motivate them as much, enough to assure that they will build all of the protective devices that they need to keep themselves in line, to prevent themselves from going off. For that, we need the motivation of how great we are, how beloved we are to Hashem, and how precious is the gift of Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be able, through the Yemei HaSlichos and the strengthening of the recognition of Hashem's Midas HaRachamim VaHaChesed, to be able to find the strength to emotionally count on Him, rely on Him, to help us in all of the difficulties and all of the problems and all of the challenges that we face. And we should be able to rise to the occasion by strengthening ourselves with every means of protective device. And there's no question about it that the ultimate protection, of course, is learning Musar. And if we set aside time every day to pay attention to where we're holding, and cheshbon nefesh, and to take stock, like in any business we would do, to see where am I supposed to be, and where am I up to, and what can I do about it, that this should make all the difference. And Be'ezer Hashem, if we have this hakorah, we should be zeiche that the tefillas that begin tonight and continue through Yom Kippur and maybe even beyond, that they should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be zeiche to the kiyum of that brocha of tich le'shono v'kidu lo'yseho. May the year, with all of its klolos, all of its curses, end. The Tochel Shonu Birchoiseo, and a year of full of blessing may begin.